Typically, a BRAC will retain 10 to 15% of its civilian workforce. This time, that number doubled. The campaign to encourage civilians to follow their jobs to the Dayton region began back in 2008. Former Governor Ted Strickland and then Lieutenant Governor Lee Fisher released this video.
Facilities are under construction and everything else is in place. And we know that the skills of the workforce needed to staff these centers is the most critical element for their success. And we want to put out the welcome map and invite you to become Ohioans.
Now the construction is complete, and the Human Performance Wing officially opened yesterday. People have moved here from Arizona, Florida, and New York, and more are on the way. The bulk of civilians faced with this tough decision came from Brooks City Base in San Antonio, Texas, and they weren't sold right away.
Folks kind of call me the Dayton salesman, I guess. I have been trying to do everything I can to encourage them.
That's Tom Wells, the director of the Human Performance Wing. He says there's a government job placement program for those who decide to stay in San Antonio, but he couldn't be happier with how many engineers and scientists accepted the invitation to Ohio.
A lot of people in San Antonio seem to think this is the frigid north. The weather and snow probably scared them more than anything. And so I showed them beautiful pictures of springtime in Ohio and fall in Ohio. So yeah, I'm a bit of a marketeer for Dayton, I guess.
At first, honestly, heck no. I didn't think I'd move up here.
Elizabeth Escamilla is a molecular biologist. She's spent most of her life in Texas, and she was one of the researchers Wells worked to persuade.
He said, first, he was honest. He said, it's nothing like San Antonio, so don't expect San Antonio. But he said, the weather is great. The opportunities here are vast, definitely slower paced, and you get the four seasons.
Escamilla wasn't convinced yet. Miami Valley officials still had some work to do, so they hit the road. About 90 community representatives, everyone from home builders to university presidents, flew to San Antonio on their own dime. And that two-day trip had a major impact on the number of civilians who chose to move. Beaver Creek City Council member Phyllis Howard was there.
Most of us, we lost our voice by the end of the day. It was really crowded, and it just kept moving and moving and moving. But there was a lot of energy in the room. And at first, folks were just okay about moving. But some, by the end of their 45 minutes or hour that they spent in the room, they had felt more comfortable about their decision to move.
Howard shared a table with the city of Fairborn. She showed people maps of the bike path, talked about local schools, and discussed job opportunities for spouses.
Looking at my children and as a mother, I wanted to make sure that if I had the opportunity to share my experience of living in Beaver Creek with another family, and if that helps them make a huge life decision, I wanted to be there for them.
Elizabeth Escamilla eventually became a Dayton cheerleader herself. She encouraged her teammates to move and even helped them shop for real estate. About half joined her in Beaver Creek. Others settled down in Centerville and Huber Heights.
We're all working together. We're doing the same job. It's just at a different location. You know, and it's kind of like bringing your family with you.
For folks in San Antonio, it meant a lot that the Dayton community cared so much. According to the Dayton Development Coalition, the group that organized the trip, this kind of an effort to roll out the welcome mat is pretty unique. Here's the Dayton Development Coalition's VP for federal programs. His name is Michael Gessel.
The slot moves whether the person moves, so why should we care? Because we're still going to get that job. Well, the answer, why we care, is because it affects the quality of the work and it affects the mission. We obviously care very much about Wright-Patterson's success because a strong, successful Wright-Patterson is a Wright-Patterson that's going to continue to hire people and to be a source of economic development.
So far, the effort to keep Wright-Pat strong has been a success.
But whatever you decide for yourself and your family, we thank you for your contributions to our nation's defense, and we hope to see you soon in Ohio.
For WYSO, I'm Sarah Buckingham.